Craig, and then Tom.
Lori, I'm trying to see where this intermittent might fit in sort of the way we do things now. And, you know, the way I had used intermittent was sort of the low-risk patient, the one that I might put on adjuvant Casodex or Proscar. And, you know, I was wondering if you subset your data, did you find that the survival advantage was the same? I see it was for everybody, but was it better for the low-risk or worse for the high-risk?
Well, this is the Portuguese data.
Yeah.
So, no, the baseline parameters did not predict for a differential response intermittent versus continuous. It was basically the same independent. There were minor differences which didn't achieve any significance.
Tom?
Just to comment that the type of LHRH agonist that you use may also have an effect. There was a paper out last year showing that you can have up to 7 months where the LHRH, for instance, Lupron, remains in the system, versus a depot preparation such as Viador or Avantis, one of those, which is gone in 6 weeks. So part of the length of time that you're seeing may be a function of the LHRH agonist that you're using and the delay and washout of those agents. Secondly, it's interesting that we all multiply our PSAs by 2 when they're on a 5-alpha reductase inhibitor. It's interesting that the difference between the responses was almost exactly 2. You had 15 months versus 30 months in terms of their duration of treatment. And that may have been a function of the PSA, don't know. But it's certainly interesting to see that it's exactly half.